we're dealing with a very evil group of people who don't live in the real world. They actually believe that this establishment is somehow superior to the rest of us. That's part of what eugenics is about. They talk about white supremacy. It's the oligarchs who are the people who believe in the supremacy of certain families. These were not Christians. These were Satanists. The City of London is an entity in itself which has control over the intelligence services of the United Kingdom, and through that, through agencies such as Chatham House and Chatham House's partner, the New York Council on Foreign Relations, pull together the think tanks that shape the policies of the United States and the United Kingdom.
Hey friends, thanks so much for tuning in. It's Sean from SGT Report here, the one, the only Harley Schlanger, a man who represents freedom and liberty. Friends, this is the twilight of sovereignty versus the twilight of their Luciferian global order. Thanks for tuning in. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. If you keep your money in a bank, listen up, your savings are at risk. A good portion of the banking system is under extreme stress and some have actually collapsed. The dangers are clearer than ever. Car loans are defaulting. Credit card debt is ballooning to an all-time high. Commercial real estate is collapsing. But there is a safe and easy way to protect your financial future. Gold. Now, there are no guarantees of any kind, and investing in anything is always a risk. But gold is outside the government's reach and safe from economic policies like trillions and trillions of dollars in debt. In fact, this government is adding $1 trillion of debt every 100 days. Gold allows you to lock in today's value in the face of tomorrow's uncertainty. Don't wait for the next headline, crash, or bank run to act. Contact Noble Gold Investments today and safeguard your tomorrow. As a bonus, they'll give you a free quarter ounce gold standard coin as a thank you for opening a qualified account. Just visit noblegoldinvestments.com to claim your gold coin or call them at 877-646-5347. The link is below. Hey friends, welcome back. Thank you so very much for tuning in. It's Sean from SGT Report with my longtime friend and returning guest, historian and truth teller in all ways, Harley Schlanger. How are you, Harley? Welcome back.
I'm doing fine, Sean. I think I'm doing better than the United States after the Biden State of the Union address.
Well, it was bold and brave and beautiful and very inspiring to those of us who are patriots. We're so proud of the man. And, some people call him the Dog King. I say, no, that's hyperbole. That's misdirect. Those are CIA talking points. This man, no, he is a Dog King. And we're all very embarrassed. And the world's watching, Harley. The whole world is watching this puppet show, a pedo puppet show. Did you watch any of the bumbling fool as he screamed, ranted, and raved and told us abortion is great and Trump is the enemy of our republic?
Actually, he couldn't even bring himself to say the name Trump. I just wonder what they pumped him up with to get him so he didn't fall asleep during his speech.
Well, he also stood with trans children, which brings me to something I wanted to ask you about. Being an historian and somebody who lives in Germany now, we should remind people that Magnus Hirschfeld was a German sexologist and a real pervert. This comes from Matt Walsh. He opened one of the world's first transgender clinics. He was an avid proponent of eugenics and believed in forcibly sterilizing those who were feeble-minded. The Nazis would later implement eugenics on a massive scale. Now, Matt Walsh goes on to explain the trans agenda was invented by pedophilic psychologists, degenerate quacks, lunatic sexologists, like the one I just mentioned, literal Nazi scientists, and other assorted deviants. A collection of the most despicable monsters imaginable came up with all of this stuff. Goes on, five names you should know: John Money, Alfred Kinsey, and Volkmer. How do you pronounce that last name, Harley?
Segouche, I think.
Segouche, Volkmer Segouche. Anyway, a personal anecdote. I was out the other night. I'm having a hard time uploading my videos to BitChute. And Ray, the CEO of BitChute, knows this. We've talked. He's tried to help me, and we can't figure out why can I upload everywhere but BitChute successfully. So sometimes I have to go out to a little bar restaurant with good Wi-Fi to do so. And when I went down to a fairly famous little bar restaurant in my neck of the woods the other night, who did I see? None other than Stu Peters sitting there with my friend Scott Shera, who lost his daughter, Grace, to the protocols in the hospital during the COVID lockdowns. They murdered his daughter, Grace. Anyway, there was Stu Peters with my buddy, Scott Shera. And I'll show you guys a picture. But I want to play this real quick clip from Stu Peters. We'll just play maybe a minute of this, Harley, and then I want your reaction. Because just to remind people, Joe Biden stands with trans kids.
The first remedies that Hitler and the National Socialists had to offer, one of the quickest ways that they knew to rid the public square of the perverted filth that was corrupting and destroying their country, was to smash up the Institute of Sexual Research and other places like it, to storm perverted libraries, perverted bookstores, and burn all of their transgender manuals, all of their porn, all of their disgusting literature on leading homosexual lifestyles, on having sex with children and animals, and anything else that you could imagine, and probably some things that you can't even imagine.
I'll pause it there. You guys get the idea. And anyway, that is the point I wanted to make. These people want to wage war all over the world. Macron is talking about boots on the ground in Ukraine. Okay, there's no end to this madness. And of course, the war on our families and our children, specifically through the trans agenda. I just thought you might have something to say about that since you are currently living in Germany, Harley.
Well, I think what's interesting is that before all of this spread into Germany, there was a eugenics movement in the United States associated with Margaret Sanger and the Harriman family. And some of the leading banking families were promoting what they called what became the Population Council. And the eugenics movement was, before there was Hitler, there was Harvard, because they were doing research at Harvard. And the whole idea was that today we have the so-called green agenda. Back then, it was the sterilization movement, the idea that there are some people who are not genetically capable of learning, and therefore they should be put away. And this was the beginning of what was done in the Tiergartenstrasse 44, the headquarters of the experiments that were being done by the Nazis in this. So I think the important thing here is that they changed the colors a little bit from brown to green. They changed the insignias, but these population reduction movements are the same today as they were then. They were a little more clever in their so-called science. But what's their goal? It's to reduce the world's population. And as Bertrand Russell said, the famous British, you talk about a pervert, Russell was one of these perverts. He said, war has been disappointing so far in reducing population. And perhaps a plague or two would be more effective in limiting the growth of human population. And I think that's where this agenda came from the British Empire and their American oligarchs who admired them and brought these same policies to the United States in the 1920s.
They're degenerates. And don't get me started about Kinsey. I mean, what a pervert. These people are absolute perverts, and Joe Biden stands with them. And by the way, last night he let it slip, probably because he was being heckled by MTG. He let it slip that they're illegals. The illegals. Do you know that this man, his government is responsible for having flown in 320,000 illegals? And he's got the audacity now to ask the American people to stand with him for border security and border control and stand with him and his bipartisan blah, blah, blah. The man's a total traitor, but so is Macron. So is Trudeau. I mean, we sound like a broken record. We have the same conversation every time, Harley. We are surrounded by traitors, treason at every turn.
But there are changes in what they try to do and what they think they can get away with. And you mentioned Macron. One of the things that we're working on here in Europe is the fact that these governments in Europe are totally unpopular. Biden looks like a mountain of popularity compared to Macron, compared to Scholz. Scholz, the chancellor in Germany, is at about 12% right now in polls. Macron is about 23%. If there were elections, these coalition governments would collapse. Now, Macron is probably one of the more interesting cases because he comes from a banker background, banks tied to the Rothschilds. That's who promoted him initially. Now, Macron just got his rear end kicked in what used to be called French West Africa, in Niger and Burkina Faso and Mali. Nationalist governments or nationalist militaries threw the French out. And the French had been there in some cases for 300 years, looting these countries. So Macron is losing the control over the colonies in Africa. So what does he say? Well, let's send boots on the ground into Ukraine. Now, the Ukraine war is lost. You'd have to be an idiot to think that this war could be won. Well, there are a lot of idiots, but they're not doing it because they want to win the war in Ukraine. They're doing it because they hate Putin. They hate the fact that Putin does have a commitment to traditional values, to nationalism, and to economic development, and also to being opposed to the Nazis, as in the Banderistas in Ukraine, the neo-Nazi movement there, the people who are trying to dismantle Russia. And, you know, Sean, one thing interesting, this last week, Victoria Nuland, who is the sometimes known as the Witch of Maidan, the Soros operative inside the State Department, who funded the 2014 Color Revolution, she just finally decided to resign. Now, why? Maybe she's afraid of the blowback from the Who Lost Ukraine that's going to come, or maybe she's going to end up in a position such as the head of the World Bank. You never know. But you're right, there are a lot of degenerates around, and unfortunately, they've been able to put their puppets into office. You know, as bad as Macron is, as bad as Biden is, these are just servants of this oligarchy, this satanic oligarchy, which, if you go back long enough, you find that these are the ones who developed what today is called the environmentalist movement as the excuse for reducing the world's population.
The eugenics movement is alive and well in the World Economic Forum. And by the way, Albert Bourla at Pfizer, the CEO, they're all on board with the eugenics plan. Are you shocked that this bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine is still on the market? Do you know they're still pushing this thing in this country? Harvard is mandating it on their college students, along with 69 other colleges and universities, and they want children to take it. And by the way, the new CDC head assures us to just stand by. They're working very hard on a new booster. There's no end to this terror. That's what it is. It's a terror attack against the world, and it is a bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine. And anybody who can think knows it, including Edward Dowd and all the whistleblowing doctors and attorneys. And yet, no perp walks, no arrests for this premeditated mass murder, and they're working on a new booster, Harley.
Well, and we saw the exposure of the bioweapon labs in Ukraine. And who was it who acknowledged that these were bioweapon labs? None other than Victoria Nuland in testimony to the Congress. And why are they doing this? Well, their view is that the whole world is their laboratory. And who knows what they've done with these bioweapon labs in Ukraine. Apparently, some of them are still operating. They've never been fully investigated. The U.S. government acknowledged that we had funded some of them, that we had our scientists there. So, you know, we're dealing with a very evil group of people who don't live in the real world. They actually believe that this establishment is somehow superior to the rest of us. That's part of what eugenics is about. They talk about white supremacy. You know, it's the oligarchs who are the people who believe in the supremacy of certain families. And they're the ones who fund the Nazi movement. They fund the Bolsheviks. And they're engaged in all kinds of different biological engineering projects. And what it comes down to is these are the people who think they should be ruling the world. And fortunately, and you know, with all the bad news we can talk about, the good news is that there are whole sections of the world's population who are waking up to this. I think from my view here from Europe, that the last ones who are going to wake up will be the Europeans. But we're seeing in Africa, in Asia, in South America, we're seeing political movements that are rejecting the weaponization of the dollar through the International Monetary Fund, the global central banks. They're rejecting that, and they're going toward what I would say is American system economics, a credit policy for physical economic development. That's what we used to do in the United States. And it's something that we're going to have to do again if we're not going to slide into being one of the most backward countries in the world.
I'm just processing everything you said, because all of these Western nations are turning into the most backward countries in the world. Case in point, Germany just busted. Okay, y'all fired Taurus missiles at the Kerch Bridge in Crimea, and now that's coming out. By the way, why are there CIA bases in Ukraine, Harley? Oh, and by the way, who blew up the Nord Stream pipeline?
This Taurus issue is really interesting because Scholz, the chancellor, who stood next to Biden when Biden promised to blow up the Nord Stream pipeline and never raised a peep when members of the German parliament tried to get a commission to investigate it, Scholz said, oh no, the Swedish and the Danish are doing it. Well, just the end of last week, the Danish and the Swedes shut down their investigation. Part of the deal, I think, for Sweden going into NATO was to shut down the investigation into the Nord Sea pipeline. So what happened, which is new, is that there was a leak of a meeting of top officials of the German Air Force. And they were talking about how they could use the Taurus missile against Russia in Ukraine. And the specific that you mentioned is they said, well, if we wanted to blow up the bridge over the connection of the bridge to Crimea, the Kerch Bridge, that you would need technicians from Germany to do it because the Ukrainians can't. So how could we do that? And they talked about moving German technicians and military people into Ukraine through Poland. They also talked about the fact that you could, in Ukraine, hear people speaking English, both American and British English, in the Ukrainian tech centers. Then you had the New York Times expose, which you're referring to, which, you know, when the Times does it, there's an obvious purpose beyond what we know immediately. They're not trying to do good by exposing this. They said there are 12 CIA bases in Ukraine since 2014, identifying the networks that Biden was directly in charge of as vice president, with Victoria Nuland, funded by the National Endowment for Democracy, funded by George Soros especially, $5 billion worth of funding that they admit to carry out the February 2014 coup. Now, when Tucker Carlson talked to Putin, and Putin said, look, the NATO expansion eastward was a threat to us. That's why we had to act. And the mainstream media said, this shows how crazy Putin is. Well, then the next week, the New York Times admits that there were CIA bases on the Russian border. What would happen in Ukraine? What would happen if we discovered Russian military intelligence on the border of the US and Mexico? Now, maybe nothing with Biden, but there would be a reaction the same way John Kennedy reacted against the implanting of Soviet nuclear missiles in Cuba. Mm-hmm. So you see the insanity. Now, the interesting thing in Germany, how did they handle this? Instead of discussing the fact that the Germans were talking about putting in these long-range missiles, which could hit Moscow from Ukraine, instead what they are focused on is who did the leak? Who leaked this? Was it the Russians? Was it the British? And so they diverted the attention, the same way they do all the time, diverted attention from the real issue. So you have Macron talking about boots on the ground. NATO is trying to come up with a new bond offering for a war preparation, because they're saying Russia is going to attack Europe in 3 to 5 years. We have to be ready. Now, LaRouche used to joke that the German military, if you sent them out to police the cigarette butts on the parade ground, they'd lose the war to the cigarette butts. You know, the German military is a joke, but they do have weapons. The French military is a joke. They supposedly conducted counterterrorism in French West Africa, and the governments there kicked them out because they were actually increasing the terrorism. So the idea that somehow Europe is going to become a bulwark of defense for the world against the godless, atheistic Russians and the terrible Chinese and the Iranians and everyone else. Actually, their only hope to do that would be nuclear war. And what they're hoping to do is to use Ukraine as a permanent base to keep hammering at Russia and weakening Russia. And it's having the opposite effect. It just shows that on top of being evil, they're also stupid.
Yeah, well, they are kind of stupid now, and they're being caught with their pants down because their deviousness and their nefarious activities, their evil only works when they're not being watched, when people aren't aware of it. You know, it's that whole man behind the curtain thing, like the Wizard of Oz, right? But now we can see who these people are. We can name the names. We know Macron is a Rothschild banker. We know Trudeau is probably the product of Castro. Seriously, his dad is probably Fidel Castro. His mom surely thought he was the most handsome man she'd ever seen. And let's just say she played it a little fast and loose with men in general. And Biden, oh God, don't get me started about the dog king, Biden. But let me ask you this. The end game for these people is to destroy Western civilization. Okay, your borders are being flooded. All the nations in the European Union are being flooded by these illegals, just as we are being absolutely invaded by military-aged men. And I had a vision. I think it was God himself who gave me the vision the other night as I was falling asleep, Harley, because it literally was vivid. I wasn't sleeping. I wasn't asleep. It wasn't a dream, but it was as vivid as a dream. And it was God basically telling me these cities are tinderboxes. And so I've got a two-part question for you. The second part is when the economy does collapse, the dollar collapses and all the freebies go away and we hit hyperinflation, what happens then? But the first part of the question is, what do you think does happen in our country with all these military aged men? Because in the vision I had, it was this: they will be loosed on the suburbs in organized mobs. And the only thing that will prevent them from looting, pillaging, and destroying everything in their path is the National Guard or the military. But I don't hold out much hope for us if Joe Biden, the dog king, is our president when that time comes. So I guess we'll get to the economy in just one second, because I'm really, really huge things have been happening recently. But your thoughts, what is the plan here? I mean, what do you foresee for our nation when this dog king just flew in 20,000 illegals into the interior of the United States, not to even mention the wide open borders and the millions of others who have come through?
Well, I'm a little less worried about that kind of subversion than I am what's going to happen with the banking situation that will unleash internal chaos.
Right.
It's under those circumstances, then you may have an effect if in fact there are units of illegals being brought in as military options. But you know, I think the more dangerous thing is the loss of hope of most Americans. You know, the idea that we can't fight this, it's inevitable. If you raise your voice, you're called a Putin puppet or a bigot or a racist. And they've intimidated whole sections of the population. You know, the effort of the what you might call the establishment has always been to have two or three different options based on using psychological profiles, divide and conquer. What's sometimes called identity politics. You pit people against each other so there's no unified center. Now, one of the things we learned after the 2016 election is that people did respond to the idea of having a national mission. And that national mission wasn't Hillary Clinton's idea of fighting against Russia and Syria. It was the idea that Trump presented of bringing the banking system back under regulatory control with Glass-Steagall. That was in Trump's 2016 platform. It was also working with Russia rather than fighting Russia. It was also getting out of the green agenda. And so returning the United States to a national mission of building up the nation. And what did he get for that? Well, he was called a Putin puppet. He was called a traitor. He was called immoral and an idiot and everything else. Now, I think there were some problems with the first Trump administration, namely that it was heavily infiltrated by the people he said he was going to get rid of. What they fear is that that's not going to happen this time, that he's learned something, and we'll see. But instead of putting all our faith in one person, we have to have a commitment to develop within the American people, as well as the people in Europe, the kind of patriotism which takes a stand against this kind of internal rot and corruption in the establishment. And we're seeing that in Europe in a very interesting way. What started as farm demonstrations, farmers moving tractors through cities in Germany. Hundreds of thousands in over 100 cities confronting politicians, in some cases throwing manure and cow shit in their yards, but more importantly, reaching out to other people who are productive, to craftsmen, to restaurant workers, hotel workers, truckers. And you had the beginning of a movement for productive nationalism in Europe. And it wasn't even around Le Pen or any national figure. It was on local people talking to each other. And one of the interesting ones is people in Poland, Polish farmers, turning against the European Union, which was dumping cheap Ukrainian grain, which is largely controlled at this point by BlackRock and Vanguard and Archer Daniels Midland and so on, dumping cheap grain into Poland to undersell the Polish farmers. And the Polish farmers, even though Poland is part of NATO and is supporting the war, the Polish farmers said, no, we're not going to accept this. And they learned something. They learned that the enemy was not Russia, but the European Union bureaucrats. And I was in Austria not too long ago. I heard the same thing from Austrian patriots. I was in Strasbourg in France a couple months ago. I heard the same thing from French patriots, that the enemies of these nations are the global corporate cartels, whether it's Amazon, Walmart, BAE, Aerospace, Lockheed Martin. They're figuring it out. Now, that's happening, I think, a little slowly in the United States, but it's going to happen. We have to get this message out. Our enemies are internal, and they're people who are committed to this agenda of destroying the idea of a national mission for a nation. And one of the tricks they use is to try and say that there are other nations that are the enemy, when in fact it's an internal enemy that functions on a global scale. Yeah. And I think if people figure that out, we'll be able to overturn whatever agenda they come up with, because they can't offer anything to people. They have nothing to offer.
Nope.
The average person doesn't like the idea of the transgender agenda. They don't like the idea of the green agenda of shutting down combustion engines in cars and replacing it with cheap electric vehicles from China. People are smarter than that, but they don't know that they have allies all over the world. And my message to your American viewers, Sean, is look at what's happening around the world and realize that the farmers marching in India, the coups that took place in French West Africa, the filing at the International Court of Justice by the South African government, these are people who would really be allies of the United States if we had a patriotic national movement in the United States. And that's what we should realize.
Yeah. No, I hold out hope because many people around the world are waking up and many people are fed up with this oligarchy, this totalitarian system of control that reaches straight to the Vatican and the Windsors and the Rothschilds. And I think that ties in nicely with sort of my final topic, which was sort of part two of my question. What happens when the SHTF happens here in this country? I want to remind people that during the coronation of King Charles, this figure was seen. Now, we can argue whether or not this was a spiritual thing that manifested itself, or if literally it was a guy in a costume, but literally the Grim Reaper walked by an open doorway during King Charles' coronation. Why do I bring that up? Well, I think it's really interesting what's going on economically right now. And I want to sound the warning for all listeners. Three simple words: gold, silver, Bitcoin. We'll get there in just one second. But Lord Jacob Rothschild just died. And now he can spend the rest of eternity with the one he worshiped. And I don't think that's probably a whole lot of fun. He was hopelessly misled, but he died with so much blood on his hands. I'm sure he didn't repent to the Lord God, Jesus Christ himself. And so he'll have to pay for that with his soul. But King Charles has been diagnosed with cancer. Weird stuff going on right now in the UK. Yeah. Kate Middleton hasn't been seen in 2 months. And Prince William, it has been said, guys, believe it or not, he is surrounded by demons when he's out in public. I've seen some of the pictures. that would suggest there's some truth in that, but there's some really, really weird stuff going on. So with that said, I want to play this clip. But first, let me share this news. The Federal Reserve Board announced that the Bank Term Funding Program, BTFP, will cease making new loans as scheduled on March 11th. Guys, this is not good. The regional banks are already failing en masse. And this guy, Ian Carroll, does really good work. Let's play this 90-second clip because are the banks doing just fine? No, they're in a lot of trouble.
Quick update on the next banking collapse in case you haven't been paying attention. New York Community Bank had a really weird after-hours movement again today. I'm sure it's nothing. This is the daily chart for NYCB. This is the giant drop that first raised the alarm bell. But then everything was fine after that until another giant drop or two. And now here we are just treading water down in the $3 range. If we zoom out even further, they're down from a high of about $13. And if we zoom out even further, this right here was the banking collapses that happened last year. Just to illustrate that the weakness that caused those banks to collapse is probably not the same type of weakness that is causing regional banks right now to look a little shaky.
Well, let me pause it there and let me just say one last thing. I want to show this.
Yeah.
Gold is hitting a new all-time high in USD as we speak. Bitcoin just hit a new all-time high in USD as we speak. By the way, Bitcoin has been hitting new all-time highs in Japanese yen, in Germany, all over the world. Bitcoin is hitting new all-time highs as people want out of this fiat death machine, Harley. Your thoughts on anything I just said, including the weird stuff going on with the Royals?
Well, I'll come back to the Royals in a second, but what he was talking about, the New York Community Bank took over Signature Bank. You may remember Signature Bank was the one that failed last year. And what we're seeing is that the attempt to shore up the banking system last year is not going to hold. In Europe, they just passed a new policy for the European Stability Board, as it's called, which is not stable at all. But they're talking about issuing $5 trillion worth of bonds. For what purpose? Defense spending. You know, all the talk about they're not spending enough money on defense, they're going to create a hyperinflationary bubble against an imaginary threat, the idea that the Russians are going to invade Europe. And that money is going to be recycled through the collapsing banking system, including the Swiss banks, including the British banks. The city of London is paralyzed right now. The reason some of this weird stuff is happening, keep in mind, Prince Charles, or King Charles, when he was Prince Charles, was one of the leaders of the environmentalist movement, of the Green Movement. His father, Prince Philip, openly spoke of coming back in a reincarnation as a deadly virus to reduce the world population. These are, in the worst tradition of British royalty, satanic figures. I don't know about Prince William. I know his mother was killed by both his father, Prince Charles and Prince Philip. But who do they represent? The City of London is an entity in itself which has control over the intelligence services of the United Kingdom. And through that, through agencies such as Chatham House, and Chatham House's partner, the New York Council on Foreign Relations, pulled together the think tanks that shape the policies of the United States and the United Kingdom. We talked about unpopular leaders. Rishi Sunak in Great Britain is also at about 14% popularity. The Tories are on the way out, but so is Labour, because Sir Keir Starmer, who's the head of Labour, is basically a Tony Blair puppet. So you have these networks everywhere that go back hundreds of years to the old families of Europe. And these old families go back literally to the pre-Christian era. And so when you talk about the Rothschilds, before there were the Rothschilds, you had the various forms of knights, the Knights of Malta and so on. These were not Christians. These were Satanists. And they used banking and the power of controlling banking to create nations, but to take the power away from nations and put it into the networks of oligarchic families. And that's what NATO represents. That's what the European Union is. It's not a collection of sovereign nations. Germany's given up its sovereignty. And if we don't watch out, there'll be nothing left of a sovereign United States. And that's why this election is important, not just the presidency, but we've got to intervene on every single congressional town meeting and demand that there be action taken against this global policy of deindustrialization, of ending sovereignty. Got to challenge every single congressman and every single candidate who's running. And I have a young associate, Jose Vega. You may have seen him. He's the one who led the charge against AOC. Jose is now running for Congress in the Bronx, in New York City. And he's now very well known as an intervener. What does that mean? He asks questions, whether it's Hillary Clinton, John Kerry. He confronted Barack Obama. This is what it means to speak truth to power. And that's where the power of the American citizen comes in. If we see more citizens stepping forward and opposing this agenda, this globalist agenda, this corporate cartel, and remember, Sean, corporate cartels, to go back to what we started with, corporate cartels running government, that's the original definition of fascism. And they use so-called free markets to literally destroy competition. They use control over credit through Federal Reserve central banking to prevent the development of a middle class and improve prosperity for the population. We have to confront them everywhere they turn up. And if that starts happening, I think you'll see something spread like a bonfire in the American people, a new sense of the power of the Constitution, the Constitutional Republic. And that's the only thing that stands between us and total chaos.
Yeah. Amen. Well, as we part ways, let me do another screen share. Harley, I love having you on. You know that unnatural fires all over the world. Well, expert analysis. You guys got to check this out. It's on my site, thephaser.com. And did you know that Pornhub is owned by a Jewish rabbi? Huh. Interesting. Really, really weird, right? Well, God is going to cut the New World Order down, friends. You can check out all of this at my site, thephaser.com, because their goal is civil war in the United States. That comes to us from our friends at Redacted. And of course, right at the top of the page today, the one, the only, Harley Schlanger, overcoming the retreat from reality. Harley, tell people how often you do these great updates and where people can find them.
Well, I try to do them 5 days a week and post them in the morning in the U.S., at thelaroucheorganization.com. You mentioned BitChute before. We've been having some problem with BitChute. Facebook has basically cut down my daily update from an audience of 30 to 40,000 to about 2,000. But if you go to thelaroucheorganization.com, it's right there under the where it says program. You click on program and then it right pops up daily Harley updates. I try to summarize in 10 to 12 minutes new developments and put them in the context of history so that people will know that one of the things that our enemies do is they pretend that everything is being reinvented new. Like October 7th in the Middle East was something new. 9/11 was something new. Putin's special military operation in February 2022 was something new. No, there's a continuity. And if you know the coherence and you know the mind of the enemy and how they try to manipulate you, then you can become a spokesman for truth and be able to stand up against the mainstream media. So what I try to do every day in 10 to 12 minutes is give a quick update and ground it in the real history of the human race. And the real history is that humans are good and creative, provided they don't give in to their fears. And it's very easy to give in to your fears. But I think we're seeing a change occur in the world now.
I do too. And you know what's interesting? Not only are people tired of living in fear, once they figure out what's going on, they can redirect that fear to righteous indignation and anger. And then that leads directly to action. And it really buoys my spirits. People are they're not sitting down and taking this, you know, sitting idly by. People around the world are finally getting engaged. And that's got to scare the crap out of the New World Order. Because like I said earlier in the interview, they rely on our complacency and our ignorance. The last thing they want is a wide awake public.
And just as an example of that is the fact that you have people who went into Democratic primaries and voted for uncommitted rather than Biden. The Democratic Party establishment is horrified that there are still people in the Democratic Party who are not capitulating to this war party, this neoliberal party. This is the same fear they have of what would happen if Trump is elected. And we've got to give them more fear. We've got to put them in fear, not through violent activity, but through forcing them to recognize what degenerates they really are and that they have no power if the people give up their own submission.
Well, I can't say it any better than that. Guys, our guest has been Harley Schlanger. Harley, God bless you and your family and take care. Please do keep in touch and we'll do another one of these very soon.
Okay, Sean. Thanks for talking with me.
Yeah, anytime. It's always my pleasure. Guys, if you're still with us, thank you so much for tuning in. I'll remind you every single day for free, check us out for free to get the antidote to corporate propaganda and all of those New World Order Mockingbird mainstream media lies at sgtreport.com. Until next time, God bless you and yours. Bye-bye.
So the World Economic Forum is working with the corporations. This is really where they're putting all their effort right now, is the corporations to put these systems in place. And this is kind of their end run around the Constitution.